Hello children, in this module we are going to draw the perpendiculars. How to draw a perpendicular is when the point is on the line and when the point is outside the line. Now what is the definition of a perpendicular? Two lines are said to be perpendicular if they intersect each other at right angles are called as a perpendicular to each other. Now, let us go to our topic, perpendicular to a line segment through a point on it. Here we are going to discuss paper fold method. Given a line L drawn on a paper sheet and point P lying on L, simply fold the paper along the line as shown. Now, again fold the paper so that crease passes through the marked point P. Open out, the crease is perpendicular to L. So in the paper fold method, the two lines are intersecting each other and they are at 90 degrees angle. Now, perpendicular to a line through a point on it. Here in this method, you are using ruler and set square. First of all, draw a line L and a point P on the line L. Now, place a ruler with a point with one of its edges along L. Hold this firmly. Now place a set square with one of its edges along the already aligned edge of the ruler such that the right angle corner is in contact with the ruler. Slide along the ruler. Now whenever we get a point P, draw a line using pencil. Hold the set square firmly in this position. Now draw PQ. So PQ is the perpendicular to the given line L. In this topic, perpendicular to a line through a point on it using ruler and compasses. Given a point P on L. So with P as center and convenient radius, construct an arc intersecting the line at two points A and B. Here is the picture. With A and B as centers and radius greater than that of half of AB, draw two arcs above AB, that is line L. Join PQ. Then PQ is perpendicular to L. Next topic is perpendicular to a line through a point not on it. For this one, you are going to take a paper folding method. A paper is taken and a line is drawn and P is a point which is not on L. Fold the paper along the point P. If you open the paper, it will be perpendicular to the two lines are perpendicular to each other. Now, next method is perpendicular to a line through a point not on it. Method using ruler and set square. Let L be a point, L be a line and P be a point outside L. Place a set square on L such that one of its right angle aligns along L. Now place a ruler along the edge of the opposite of the right angle of the set square. Hold the ruler fixed. Slide the set square along the ruler till point P touches the other arm of the set square. Fix them firmly and draw the line along the right angle of the set square. We will get PM, which is perpendicular to L. Again, third method is using ruler and compasses. Here also you are going to take a point P on line L and P as center, draw an arc which is touching line L at A and B. Now from A and B, with A and B as centers, construct two arcs that intersect point Q on the other side. Join PQ. PQ is perpendicular to L. Thank you.